The Last Love Song by Lucinda Riley. Read by Jesse Buckley.
Forward. Written and read by Harry Whittaker. Dear reader, thank you for picking up this Lucinda Riley novel. I'm Lucinda's son, Harry Whittaker. If you know my name, it will no doubt be from Atlas, The Story of Pa Salt, the conclusion to Mum's Seven Sisters series, which became my responsibility after her death in 2021. I wanted to explain how The Last Love Song has come to be published in 2025. To do so, I must provide a potted history of Mum's work, so I hope you'll indulge me. From 1993 to 2000, Mum wrote 8 novels under the name Lucinda Edmonds. Her career was seemingly cut short by a book called Seeing Double. The fictional plot suggested that there was an illegitimate member of the British royal family. The recent death of Princess Diana and subsequent monarchical turmoil meant bookshops deemed the project too much of a risk. Consequently, Lucinda Edmonds' orders were cancelled, and her contract was voided by her publishers. Between 2000 and 2008, Mum wrote 3 novels, all of which went unpublished. Then, in 2010, she had a breakthrough. Her first book as Lucinda Riley, Hot House Flower, hit the shelves. Under this new name, she went on to become one of the world's most successful writers of female fiction, having sold 70 million books at the time of writing. Alongside her brand new novels, Mum rewrote 3 Edmonds books: Aria, which became The Italian Girl; Not Quite an Angel, which became The Angel Tree; and the aforementioned Seeing Double, which became The Love Letter. As for the 3 unpublished novels, all have now been released with great success. There's no doubt that Lucinda has always been one of the world's best storytellers, but her authorial voice naturally matured over her 30-year career. She conducted extensive work on her 390s rewrites, changing plots, adding characters, and amending her style. Consequently, I have undertaken the role here, refreshing and updating the text, helping to turn the Edmonds into a Riley. I performed the same task for The Hidden Girl in 2024. The Last Love Song was originally published in 1997 under the title Losing You. For me, this book is particularly special due to its setting. Many readers will know that although she was born in Lisbon, Mum always felt that Ireland's West Cork was her spiritual home. Shortly after my birth in the early 1990s, we moved from England to Clonakilty. My favourite childhood memories are embedded in the breathtaking coastal landscape, namely in the hidden coves of Inchidonny Beach, where Mum would tell me stories of the naughty sprites that lived within. Afterwards, we would warm ourselves in one of Clon's welcoming pubs and hope for a performance from a fiddler or a flautist. The local tonic of music and myths set my imagination whirring, and it's no wonder Ireland boasts some of the finest literary minds. The Last Love Song is, in many ways, a tribute to West Cork. I shan't divulge too much of the plot, but it's clear that the bright lights of London's Carnaby Street pale in comparison to the wild Atlantic Way and the fictitious Ballymore. The text is instantly recognisable as Lucinda's work. In these pages,